Hello, everyone, and welcome back to TaylorMade, the show where you get to ask your questions and you get your answers tailor-made by Hamline University head football coach Chip Taylor. In this week's episode, the coach talks to us about the upcoming game against the Gustavus Adolphus Gusties. He tells us how hard it is to always have a smile on his face, and the coach tells us why it's great to be a fighting piper. So let's get right to TaylorMade.
So we want to welcome back Coach Taylor. Coach, do you first of all have team updates for us?
Team updates, you know, coming off of a bye week, guys are excited for two reasons. One, we didn't play last Saturday, and two, we start MIAC play. So we're really looking forward to getting on a bus and going down to St. Peter and facing the Gusties.
Now, coming off that bye week, is this something, because it was so early in the season, that you're happy about that, or would you prefer to see the bye week later in the year?
I don't get too caught up in when things are. You know, whenever the schedule and the league sets it, and that's when it is, you know. So I don't really put too much thought into, oh, schedule comes out, we have a week 7 bye or we have a week 2 bye. When they give us a bye, we'll prepare, we'll work, and we'll just keep moving. So
I would assume with the players having kind of 2 weeks off that they're pretty fired up about getting back on the field.
They are. You know, that's one thing about our guys, man. We, you know, they love to compete, man. They like to practice. They like to compete, and they're looking forward to my play, man. So it's good. They're excited.
You take on the Gusties this week. So what are some of the challenges that they pose for you?
Wow, man. How much time do you have? this is, first of all, starting with their head coach, man. He's been there for a while, man. Coach is a really, really good ball coach as far as every time we've gotten together. It's been, you know, down to the wire games. They have some players on their team this year that are really, really good, starting with their quarterback. Number 4, he's a really good ball player. Number 82 is really good. They have another receiver running around down there, number 81. And then on defense, they got guys running around. Number 42 is a corner for him that's really, really good. And then number 3 is a stand-up defensive end that's causing a lot of havoc. So, I mean, they pose some issues, man. So,
you were talking about their quarterback. For a number of years, they had Mitch Hendricks. It was just unbelievable in the way he was running the offense. Now Michael Veldman takes over. What are some things about this young man and the way that he's doing things that really impress you?
Well, again, I think it starts with how he's coached. When you study him, you know, he's very confident. Knows where to go with the football, just like Hendricks did my first couple years in the league. He's big, he's strong, and I think, you know, what a lot of people don't take into consideration is his time up at NDSU. I mean, if you get a chance to be around a program like that, I'm almost, and I know those coaches up there, I know how they prepared. They've won championships, so those things are all going to help him as he develops in this year and next year in the MIAC. So, I mean, they're fortunate to have a gunslinger down there like that.
Well, let's head to the fan questions this week. We start with Sam from St. Paul, who says, is Division III the level you see yourself staying at, or do you aspire to coach at another level?
Oh, man, that's a great question, Sam. For me, you know, it's not so much the levels at this point in my career. My biggest thing, one of the reasons why I came to Hamline and wanted to stay at Hamline when the opportunity came, is the people. So, you know, I'm always looking for – not, I shouldn't say always looking, but it's always about the people for me. So, you know, I can't predict the future. I just want to do a good job where I'm at, and whatever happens, happens. So I just want to answer that question honestly.
Andy from St. Paul asks, when you went to college, what were you majoring in, and what did you see yourself doing with that degree before you got into coaching?
When I went to college, I majored physical education. So naturally, you know, I look at coaches, the coaching profession as, you know, you're teaching the game of football, and obviously you're teaching the bigger game of life, you know, through X's and O's. So, you know, I would have been teaching at some high school right now if I wasn't coaching college football, and I got my master's degree in sports administration. So, you know, I'd be either – I know I'd be doing something with sports if I wasn't a college coach. So,
Jeremy from St. Paul asks, coaches always draw on different inspirations to motivate their players. What or who inspires you?
Wow, that's a good question. I'd have to start with my dad, just, you know, kind of watching him, how he worked, and, you know, how he just always kept a smile on his face, and it was just always how he treated people, and, you know, sometimes working two jobs, you know, so just his work ethic really, really, really was good for me to see every day. I'd have to definitely say in the coaching profession, I don't know any of these guys, just kind of studying from afar, but Tony Dungy and Mike Tomlin, I really like the way they go about their business, and they're both two different guys. You know, Tony Dungy, from my research, wasn't a big yeller, screamer, but he got his point across and had really good teams. And then Mike Tomlin is a little bit more, you know, he can be a little bit more in your face, but he's very, very, very smart football coach, and, you know, he has a good command of his team. So I kind of studied those. I kind of studied those guys, and, you know, just like to pick some things that I see that they've done. So
I could see there's a lot of similarities between you and Mike Tomlin. Not a doubt at all. I mean, smile on your face all the time, really kind of positive guys. I totally could see that. Christian asks, what are some of the things you learned about being a head coach last season that you applied to this season?
You know what? Well, that's a good question. Still, it's by no means do I have it figured out. It's actually funny. Coach Jennison and I were talking before the game when we played Mac, and I like to pick his brain. He's been there for a while, and he said, you'll never, you know, it's always something. You'll never have this figured out, you know. So with that being said, you know, just really trying to always have a plan, you know, and plan for what you don't know, you know. So what's around that curve you don't know, so you got to have a plan for, you know, what if this kid goes down or what happens if this coach leaves, you know. You just want to have a plan for everything. So that's what the one thing I did learn from my first year.
Speaking of smile on the face, Brady from Minneapolis asks, you always have a smile on your face, coach. Is that hard to do in a sport like football?
It can be tricky at times, you know. It can be tricky at times, especially when things happen out of your control, you know, a kid gets hurt or a kid quits, or, you know, that those things can be tough, or quit a kid, you know, not doing well in the classroom, or somebody has something going on at home, you know, that can definitely get you down, or you have a bad practice. But, you know, as a leader of the program, man, you know, we talk to our kids about, you know, body demeanor and posture and how you look and how you greet people. So if I'm not doing it, then I can't expect our players to do it. So that's something I'm conscious about, and, you know, just, you know, try to be thankful for what I have, man, and keep a smile on my face.
Returning back to Andy, he would like to know, do you have advice for someone who isn't really sure what to do in terms of finding the right degree path to follow?
Wow. I think that kind of goes back to people who influenced me. You know, I never forget, man, at the age of 16, my dad told me, he said, son, you better find a profession that you would do if you wasn't getting paid. So I would tell that to Andy, you know, think about, you know, whoever you're giving this advice to, is if you weren't going to get paid to do what you're doing, you know, that's the kind of job you want. You know, now if you get paid, it's a bonus. But if you had to wake up every morning and, you know, you're not getting paid, you know, that's the kind of job you want to do. And you're happy with that, then you know you're in the right profession. I believe that's just my own philosophy.
That's excellent advice. Returning to last week, Jerry asks, okay, so it's not clowns, but what is Coach Taylor afraid of?
Jerry, oh, the clown guy. Jerry's asking about clowns again. I like that. You know what, you know, the fear of failing, you know, fear of failing and, you know, not doing a good job and ultimately judging on wins and losses, I get that. But, you know, at the end of the day, I want to make sure that, you know, these guys, our players, when they leave here, you know, they are set up the correct way to succeed in life. And that scares me when there's a guy that I've coached in the past that's not doing really well. You know, I feel like we failed that kid. You know, my thing that I learned at the previous employer, you know, the coach I worked for, he always said, you know, a coach is someone who takes someone of importance from where they are to where they need to be, you know. So that's something that really sticks with me, and I want to make sure that we win a lot of games here, but at the end of the day, man, our guys are ready for the real world, and they're doing well when they leave here. So that scares me. I want to make sure everybody's good.
You know, I'm curious, isn't that really what your job is? I mean, I understand that people are going to rate on, you know, what the record is, but really it's about guiding young men.
That's what it's about. You know, like I said, ultimately I get it. Been in the profession for 15 years. You're going to get judged on wins and losses. I understand that, you know, it's business, but at the end of the day, you know, I can pick up my phone and when I can talk to a kid that I coached in 2003 or 2004 and they're doing well and applying some of the principles that we were using in the program, that's what college coaching is about. And that's why I like this level. I'm sure it can happen at the high school level, but I love this level because now the young people we get are 18, 19, 20 years old, and they're, you know, they're on their own. So they still need that guidance, you know? So that's why I love coaching at this level.
Gene from St. Paul asks, are you superstition about anything? And what are you superstition about if you are?
That's a good question. Honest answer. You know, if we win a game and I have a certain pair of socks on, I might wear those socks next week, or I know in high school there was one T-shirt that I wore for every game. So, I mean, there's certain little things that, you know, you kind of pick up along the way and you want to go with. So, you
know. Hopefully washed before each game.
Yeah, absolutely.
Our next question comes from a person who didn't identify himself. So I was reading a number of kids playing youth football has dropped more than 25% since 2009. Does this worry you about the long-term prospects of football?
It doesn't. I really believe football is the greatest sport out there. Teaches so many life lessons. And as I addressed it earlier in the summer when I got asked this question again, you know, the way we teach tackling and the way that they're starting to teach tackling at the younger levels, it'll help secure the game. So I have no issues with, you know, the number of people who are not playing. You know, I just think it gives more opportunity for other people. So think of the game as in good hands.
John from Chester would like to know, how do you get these kids to put in such long hours on the field, in the weight room, in the training room, when I can't even get my son to take out the garbage?
Oh, man, that's a great question. You know, a lot of it is, a lot of it is want to and the kind of kids we recruit. You know, we recruit, you know, kids that want to be at Hamlin. They generally want to be at Hamlin, and they want to be a part of this program because, you know, of the way we treat the players and, you know, what we're trying to, our ultimate message at the end of the day, you know, is to be a good person, do things the right way, work hard, you know, and be accountable, you know, try your best to be selfless, you know. So, you know, maybe at that level with as far as the garbage taken out, because I remember that was a big thing in my house too, and, you know, it was never an issue because my dad made sure it wasn't an issue. But, you know, maybe you got to take something away that, you know, your son really enjoys. And, you know, maybe he'll get the idea that, hey, Dad, so I need to take trash out. I need to take trash out. So
the sad part is you can't recruit your son.
Yeah, there you go.
And our last question for this week is, why is it good to be a Fighting Piper?
Oh, man, it's great to be a Piper this week. You know, the reason being we get a chance to open up, well, two reasons. One, we get an opportunity to play again. That's the number one thing. And then two, we open mic play. You know, we get a chance to go down. We get a chance to play in a great facility. We get a chance to play against a great football team, well-coached, good players. It'll be a great challenge for us. So that's why it's exciting to be a Piper right now.
That's awesome. Thanks for joining us this week, Coach.
All right. Thank you. See you next time.
We want to thank Coach Taylor for joining us on TaylorMade this week. If you have your own questions you'd like to ask the Hamlin University coach, please send them to us at ChipTaylor@MinorLeagueSportsReport.com. That's ChipTaylor@MinorLeagueSportsReport.com. Please have your questions to us by Wednesday evening so we can give the coach a little time to review them before we record the show. I'm Rob Pannier, the managing editor of the Minor League Sports Report, and we'll see you next time on TaylorMade.